Welcome to the Park Snacker Pod, your source for Disney Parks news. I am Matt, and I want to wish a very happy birthday to my co-host, Katie. Katie, happy birthday.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, thank you. What a fun treat to be able to record the podcast on my birthday.
I know. I demanded it on your birthday that we have to record.
Hey, I'm good with it. It makes me happy. So this is like, it really is like a present. So it's good. I'm a very big birthday fan, especially my birthday fan. So this is great.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we were able to get together today. You know, we had to delay it for some reasons. But, you know, I needed to make sure we talked this week because big news happened. You know, it's the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Finally, and they announced some stuff for that. So yeah, we had to talk about it today. So, but Katie, how are you otherwise? You doing all right?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm not going to lie. This is going to be an interesting episode for me because I have had a really big project at work I've been working on. Well, I've been working on the project for literally 3 years, but it finally came into being this past week. So I have not been on Instagram. I haven't been tracking any Disney news. So I knew there was a lot of hype about Not So Scary coming back, but I really haven't looked into anything about it. So I'm excited to learn what's up as we go through these notes. But I am finally done with that project at work and needing some very well-deserved rest.
Yes. Good. Well, glad it's over with. You know, just chill out, get a few drinks.
Some nice birthday food. Celebrations, full
Heck
form.
Yeah. All weekend. Go hard in the paint, as they used to say.
Yes. Yes. We'll find some way to have some fun.
Heck yeah. Yeah, cool. Yeah, we were texting before and I was telling you, like, I'm literally actually trying to book a small trip for myself, mostly just to go down and just get content for Park Snacker. I was trying to go June 9th to the 12th, but flights are just so outrageous around me right now that I'm just like, I'm not paying these flights. And
it's hard.
Yeah, it's like three times the price of what we paid because we fly United because it's the hub in Newark over here in New Jersey. And like it's three times the price right now compared to what we pay for in our September trip. I'm just like, and they want a lot of miles for it. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. So like I'm not going anymore now, at least as of right now, because of flights. Like I had points set up with DVC. I was going to do one night at an offsite, you know, hotel, but yeah, these flights just really deterred me and I refuse to do Spirit or Frontier. I can't get myself to do it. So
yeah, that's fair. I mean, you just set up price alerts or something on Kayak to see if there's any crazy drops, but
yeah, I set one up on Google, so we'll see if anything comes through, but who knows. So
who knows, that'd be fun. It'd be nice.
You know, I'm going to September, so, you know, I'm just glad I have that plan.
But, exactly.
All right. So we have a lot of good stuff in store, some Halloween news, some Disneyland stuff, some news dropped over there. The new Finding Nemo show is coming back this summer. So there is some updates about that and then a couple other smaller items as well. Before we start, you know, we always got to take a word from our sponsor, which is Park Snacker, which is a free and new mobile app for all Disney Parks fans, where you can rate, review, and discover over 60,000 menu items at Walt Disney World, including the new Connections Cafe and Eatery. Excuse me. On Park Snacker, you can connect with your friends to see what they're snacking on, browse menus, custom lists, and so much more. So head over to parksnacker.com to download the app available on iOS and Android. Again, just head over to parksnacker.com today to rate and review what you eat and drink at Walt Disney World. All right, so let's get started. So the biggest thing, people are wondering, you know, was Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party returning this year? It was not here in 2020. It was replaced with the, what was the official name? The Boobash After Hours? It was After Hours Boobash, yeah. Which was a much more expensive, shorter, limited options event. And it was, you know, but again, that was one of the After Hours events. That wasn't like the, you know, the full thing, like they have the full party for like Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween, Very Merry Christmas Party. That was an after hours event, which Disney has done in the past. They, you know, they wanted to do something for Halloween when they were still limiting crowds. But now everything's back in full force. Mickey's Not So Scary is coming back this year.
Yay.
And, you know, it was nice because we both went in 2019. Mm-hmm. I was actually at the very last Halloween party. So I got to experience one of the last Halloween parties in the past few years. So, I know, I always think that's kind of cool.
It is.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, people, I was worried. I would have been really upset if Disney went with the After Hours event again this year. Just because, you know, more money. You know, I can't imagine if they did After Hours event, but with the parade, with the spectacular, people would it like that. I feel like that would have been the last straw with a lot of people. So.
Oh, yeah. This is mind blowing to me. I was 100% confident that we were going to have another Boobash or something similar to Boobash. Mm-hmm. I had no faith that Not So Scary was coming back. So I am beyond thrilled that they're bringing Not So Scary back. I mean, it's just such a it's just such a cute party. It's so much fun. It's great theming. Everyone loves it. I don't understand. I mean, I understood why last year it had to change capacity and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm super glad Disney actually did something right this time. I mean, they did increase the prices again, but not horribly
Not that much, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, just don't go on Halloween where it's like $200 a ticket. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you go early enough.
Yeah.
Gets cheaper tickets.
For sure, yeah. So, yeah, this year it's taking place on 37 nights. It's starting August 12th and running through October 31st. So it's interesting they didn't do the November 1st option because usually they do. That's when I went. I actually went on November 1st. But, yeah, so, you know, it's coming during, you know, it starts at 7 p.m., goes to midnight, so the usual time. I'm sure that you'll be able to enter the park at 4 p.m. with your ticket. So, you know, everything is coming back. The Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade, which I love. That parade is awesome. Boo to you and you and you.
And you and you and you and you and you. Halloween. Yes, it gets stuck in your head forever, and it's not a bad thing.
Nope, not at all.
It's like the Halloween version of It's a Small World.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, it's just so simple. And you, and you, and you, and you.
And you, and you, and you, and you. Man, that songwriter just really nailed it.
I know. So that's back, which is, you know, super exciting. Hopefully, you know, maybe we'll see some new stuff this year. That wasn't announced. I'm just, you know, speculating. Maybe they'll have something special planned for that. Trick or treating is coming back this year. I know everyone loves just getting their free candy. I personally don't. In the past, I didn't do trick or treating at all. Maybe I went to one stop, but I was focused on doing other things. But did you watch the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular when you went last time? Because that's also returning this year.
Yes, we did. We planned on catching it earlier, or maybe like. I think we might have walked past the show, like, through Magic Kingdom's hub when it was happening, but we weren't actually staying to watch any of it. But we, as we were heading out, we were about ready to leave, we caught the very last show of the night, which, if you can make it to midnight, which I was barely there, but if you can make it to midnight, the last show for the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular was the best, right? Because there isn't a lot of crowds because not a lot of people stick around till midnight. And the show, I think, was literally at midnight or maybe like 10 till or something. And so the hub was pretty empty. We had great spots. Didn't have to push and shove everyone around or be pushed and shoved around. So, yeah, we did see it. I'm not usually one to care about the stage shows so much. Like, I'll catch it if I catch it. Or like I'll just walk slowly through the hub to watch it. But this one was pretty cool. It was really cute. I mean, I love Hocus Pocus. So.
Yeah, this show is awesome. I did something very similar to you. I saw the later showing because I knew I was going to be there the entire night. So I planned to see the later parade. I saw the later showing. And yeah, this stage show is great. You see all the special villains, they come out and, you know, do their thing. you know, the Hocus Pocus characters are just so much fun. The Sanderson mm-hmm. sisters and the, you know, the people who play them are, they do such a great job. You know, we got Hocus Pocus 2 coming to Disney Plus this fall, which is super exciting. You know, they also announced that the new Haunted Mansion movie is also coming in March.
I did see that. And if Eddie Murphy doesn't make a cameo, I'm going to have some beef. Like, I don't want him to be a part of it at all, but he needs to make a cameo at some point.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that yet. Maybe it'll be something.
Oh, I highly doubt it, but that would be just the best.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
It was so absurd. Like, it would just, I don't know, it would make my day.
Yeah. It's starring Rosario Dawson and Tiffany Haddish and Danny DeVito's in it as well.
It is, like, a seriously rock star cast.
Yeah, Lakeith Stanfield, which is great. So it's got a, yeah, got a good cast. But yeah, so, you know, there's the spectacular's coming back, you know, all the character meet and greets, they'll be back as well. So you'll be able to go through the park and find those. I personally don't do those just because the lines are always just outrageous and there's so many other things I would rather do. And then, the overlays are coming back. You and I were both fans of the Space Mountain one.
Oh yeah. Terrifying. But yeah. So fun.
Yeah. If, you know, that one is like, it's completely pitch black. And it's just, I don't know how, but they make it more scary than it, you know, it already is.
Pumping in some like eerie music, more mm-hmm. like more intense eerie music. Oh man.
Yeah.
It was intense. Yeah. Like
the
intense.
I gotta say the Christmas one was even better. Like,
was it? So I haven't done a Christmas party.
Well, they use like they use all these like red and green lights in there, but then they use like a rock and roll like Christmas music. I forget what song it was, but like I was like, damn, this is like really fun.
Probably like Trans-Siberian Orchestra kind of thing.
Kind of, yeah. It was kind of like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was fun. Mad Tea Party's getting an overlay. The Pirates of the Caribbean, which is not so great of an overlay.
They could do a lot more with it. Was fun to see the characters, the pirates in line and stuff, but they could do a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully they do. I mean, maybe they learned. I don't know.
Maybe.
Because I think that one was, it was the first time doing it last year, right? Or
I think they started overlays like 2017 or 18 because they had done it a couple times before, or I'm just wrong on that, but I know overlays is a fairly new thing. I mean, I know in Disneyland they were doing what they have at Space Mountain. They do Ghost Galaxy, where it's you know, some big monster in space when you're flying around, which is pretty cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And then the last overlay is the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. I did not do that one. Did you do that?
Oh, my gosh. This is actually my favorite one. So Space Mountain is really, like, a fun ride. But the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, at least the way they had it set up in 2019, is that it's a trick-or-treat line, right? So instead of having formal show times, you can just walk through the queue, grab some candy, go into the auditorium, and just, like, sit and stay for however long you want. And the comedians are there just rolling with it. Like, they do different segments and things, and they'll still talk to the people sitting in the crowds, but, like, all of their jokes are Halloween-themed, and, like, they'll pick on people in the audience who are wearing cool costumes and wonder, like, oh, this person has, you know, three heads or whatever, right? It was so fun because it was a lot more relaxing because it was a nice way to kind of rest while still doing something fun and not being like, oh, well, the next show time is in 20 minutes. We need to get in line and blah, 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 blah. So yeah, and if you are only into the trick-or-treating, you don't have to stick around, right? Like, you can just pick up candy, walk through, pick up candy at the exit, and keep on going. But yeah, I loved the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. We probably spent 30 minutes watching the show, which is longer than the actual show itself. Cause it was just so much fun. It was all new content. Like, I mean, we always have to hit up the Laugh Floor in general when we go. It's one of my all-time favorites. And most of the jokes you start hearing and you know the bits and it's still super cute and the audience participation changes every time, but like it's still the same show pretty much every time. Yeah. But this was so cool because it was 100% new content. So yeah, super pumped that that's coming back. And if you get a chance to go, please take 10 minutes to just watch some of the comedians work because it's so funny.
I'm disappointed that I didn't go to it now.
I know.
I don't remember if I even knew that was how it worked. I can't remember. I'm sure we talked about it because I know we we did a your trip report mm-hmm. on the old podcast in 2019. So maybe we did. I just can't remember.
Yeah. I don't think it was very well marketed that that's what it was, right? Like, we didn't know that the show was going on. We just were going in there because it was a trick or treat line.
Okay.
And then we realized what happened. So, and maybe that was just me not being aware, but I don't think really talked so much about what the overlay actually was.
Gotcha. Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor is always so much fun. I feel like, the traditional ride or the attraction, that guy.
Yeah.
Like, whoever that guy is, it makes or breaks the show. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky on my last trip, I happened to be that guy. So that was a lot of fun.
Nice.
And then there's also going to be the fireworks show, the Disney's Not So Spooky Spectacular, hosted by the Pumpkin King himself, Jack Skellington. That's actually really cool how they bring out Jack Skellington for that. It's like he's just tall, I think someone's kind of puppeteering him. It's really neat. The show itself was okay. I thought it was fine. I liked how it was like an original story Mickey, Minnie, and friends getting like stuck in like a haunted castle or something like that. But yeah, I thought it was okay. I don't know. Did you watch that one or?
We again kind of like happened upon it. Like, we intended to watch it, but we got caught up doing other stuff. So we got there super late. Like, probably I think it was actually after it started, and we just kind of hung out along the side, like over in Adventureland more. So we still got the gist of it, but it wasn't like watching the show 100%, which is fine. And like you said, it's cute. I liked it. It's its own standalone thing, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. If you're super into the fireworks show, I mean, it is a fantastic production.
Yeah. Cool. And then, as always, food and beverages. There'll be, there's always inspired by the Halloween season, so we'll have cool stuff there. I remember the special treats for Halloween that every single one that I had was really good. Like, I liked all of them. The Christmas party was a different story. All of them were pretty bad, like not good. But at least that was good. So excited for the treats there. There will be new for this year for the 50th anniversary. There's some new photo opportunities to get, a reusable trick or treating tote bag that guests will get, as well as a Halloween-themed 50th anniversary celebration commemorative print. Just what I want to be holding around during the party is a commemorative print. I would just hope that they hand those out as you leave the park, because I have no desire to have to be holding that while I'm in the park. Like,
right?
Who? I don't know. That's me though. So. So for this, tickets are available to be purchased beginning May 18th, and that first party always sells out first, and Halloween. So if you want to go on either of those dates, make sure you get them on May 18th. Guests of select Walt Disney World Resort hotels can actually begin purchasing tickets as early as May 12th. So that's pretty good. So, if you're a resort guest, you book early. I've never seen them do that before for the party. Mm-mm. I think that's new.
I think so.
Yeah. So
it only says select Walt Disney World Resort. So I wonder if it's going to be like only the deluxe resorts or whatever, kind of like what they do with the extra magic hours or something.
Yeah, I feel like it's got to be the deluxe. It's in the FAQs or the special, terms and conditions.
Yeah. I bet you it also could be hotels that need help selling out during those times. Get people to stay at Port Orleans, Riverside, because not a lot of people are staying there. So if you stay at that resort, you can get into the Halloween party buying tickets for free. Or not for free. Buying tickets early. I don't know. Speculating. It'd be interesting to see what they do. But I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't... I'm looking back at the Disney Parks blog. It doesn't say exactly for which resorts. So.
Got it. We'll see.
So we'll see. I wonder if that means, people are just going to start booking up resort hotels, like you said, to get their tickets early. Because, people need to be at that first party, especially all the content creators. They need to be there. So. Mm-hmm. I saw that face, Katie.
I'm not saying nothing.
So, and then the prices, the ticket prices will range anywhere for adults between $109 to $199.
Which I think was, the $199 was still the highest it got last year, but I think it, you could have gotten a couple tickets under $109 last year, so they really didn't increase prices too terribly.
Yeah, the starting price last year was like $150, I think, for the Boobash.
But yeah,
this is, it's not, I should have had the prices from like 2019.
I want to say I paid like $99 for mine.
Yeah, I feel like that's what I paid too, something like that. Maybe a little bit more since it was the November 1st, but
I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all the news for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween. You know, just super exciting that it's back. I was, so all the dates are out there. I'm not going to read off the dates, but I was stressing a little bit for my trip.
Yeah.
Because we have our Magic Kingdom day booked, and I was like, oh, please don't be a party on my day. Like, just please don't be a party. Because we're going to Magic Kingdom on Thursday. There's a party on that Tuesday and then a party on that Friday. So I'm like, nice. Oh, thank God. Because we want to make sure that we, you know, are there so we can go to the parks later. So
you're not going to be trying to go to one of the parties?
No, not this year. Because, you know, especially with our kid, like, it's just, I don't want to have to worry about an extra cost. And I don't want to make my, you know, mom and sister feel like they might have to purchase a ticket too. So I think that I'm probably not going to go to a party for another few years for when our daughter is older. So she kind of like, you know, has a lot more fun and kind of understand what the heck is going on. So
nice. Well,
yeah, cool. Unfortunately, yeah, I'm not going this year. Based on conversations with you on previous episodes, I assume that you're not going to be going.
No, I won't be hitting it up this year, yeah. But I'll just live vicariously through everyone's yeah. trips and fun. It's fun stuff. I love seeing everyone's content. I don't love seeing Halloween content starting in the summer, but you know, that's Disney determines when seasons start these days. So
yep. No, but that's totally true.
I love fall. Like, so
yeah. I feel like I'm going to try to save all the fall festive foods on the Park Snacker Instagram to like wait till September.
Yeah.
Then when Halloween comes around, just start posting about it a bit
more. See, and I'm cool with September. September's cool. September I can count as fall.
Yeah.
But August still you can have 100 degree days. Like,
yep.
I don't know if I'm ready. Will I start drinking pumpkin coffee in August? Yes. But aside from that, I would drink pumpkin coffee year round if I could.
Heck yeah. Yeah. I used to do pumpkin coffee. Like I would like fill up on pumpkin coffee like after every season. But then I found out that I did get sick of it. And I'm like, you know what? I think it's safe to say I'm just going to save it for the fall.
So, there you go.
So yeah, that's the news there. Then, you know, in other news, you know, we're going to head over to Disneyland for a bit. So Disney did announce that the Oogie Boogie Bash is returning to Disney's California Adventure over there. They did not have like any information on it. Pretty much it just said that the full announcement is coming later this summer. Nice. But it is returning over there, which is cool.
Did Disneyland do Boo Bash again last year too? What was Disneyland doing last year? I can't remember what they did.
I don't remember.
They didn't do Oogie Boogie last year. Did they?
Let's see.
I'm so bad at keeping up with Disneyland.
I know. I don't remember either. I mean, I'm going to take a look really fast. Not So Spooky. Nope, that's not it.
Because I remember seeing everyone's content of all of the cool villains they had. Like, they had a lot of cool villains. Like social distant meets and whatever, but I can't remember if that was because it was Oogie Boogie, what they normally do, or if they had a special after hours closed off event kind of thing too.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't find it right now in the small amount of time here, but they
right
did.
Now... Okay.
No, I think they had. Oh wait, here we go. Let's see. Everything you need to know, just so we can squash this. Halloween time is back. They had decorations. Decorations were up. They still had the Haunted Mansion overlay, which is super dope. Looks like they just had, you know, random thing. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Well, I can't give you a good answer.
Sorry. Didn't mean to throw you on the spot there. But hey, all good.
No,
Oogie Boogie's
all good.
Coming back this year, and that's what matters.
Oh, they did. Oh, there was an Oogie Boogie Bash last year.
Okay.
Yeah. The second ever Oogie Boogie Bash is being hosted at DCA in 2021. So
nice.
They did do that over there. Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Now we know. So this is apparently the third time they've done Oogie Boogie Bash.
I guess so, yeah. So, yeah, more information on that later this year. Some other Disneyland news. The first big thing that they announced was that the Paradise Pier Hotel, which is across from DCA, will become Pixar-themed. Not sure exactly how I feel about it. I feel like I like resorts for the most part, like being themed that like non-Disney IP stuff for the most part.
I agree.
I don't know if I want to see it creep in this territory. Like, so I stayed at the Paradise Pier in 2014. And, you know, if you don't know what it is, it's just, it was kind of like a more of like a beach theme. So they have, you know, lamps with like Mickey holding up like a surfboard and, you know, it's, you know, Goofy. There's a big statue of Goofy down below because there's like a breakfast, kind of like Chef Mickey's, but it's like a Goofy themed type breakfast buffet down there. So, you know, the theming was, you know, kind of cool, very Californian. You know, it wasn't anything like too special, but I feel like I would rather see this over like a Pixar themed, you know, resort.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, so I've never been to Disneyland. I'm not familiar with the layout or anything, but they have Pixar Pier. It's not Paradise Pier anymore. It's Pixar Pier or something.
Well, that's
like
the thing.
That.
It is Pixar Pier now. Yeah,
so
it
I
used
guess
to be
makes sense in that regards. But to your point, I don't like that. It's not my preference to have all of the resorts have all of the IP, right? We're seeing Moana at the Polynesian. We're seeing the Incredibles at the Contemporary. And I would rather have the resorts have their own theming versus just kind of tying into another already IP'd character.
Yeah. So. I feel like I don't mind IP being mixed in to like the resorts. I just don't want it to be named like, you know, Pixar Hotel or, you know, Star Wars Hotel. I mean, I know there's the Star Cruiser, but I mean, like, say there was like a Star Wars theme hotel where everyone could, or like a Marvel hotel. Like, I personally don't want to see that. I want to see them do things like they've already been creating with their other resorts. Cause, you know, it's nice when you go to the Animal Kingdom Lodge, you see like little hints of like Lion King just like splattered you know on the wallpaper and the bedding or on the furniture or whatever, or like, you know, you're in the Wilderness Lodge and you're in your room, you see like Bambi, Thumper, Chip and Dale, whoever, you know, little things like that. That's what I don't mind, but you know, so it's a little disappointing to, you know, see that go away. But you know, I can understand Paradise Pier wasn't anything too spectacular. But it's definitely one of the weaker resorts that I've seen of Disney. But, you know, maybe just give it like a zhuzh.
Yeah.
Zhuzh it up a bit.
Not like a full remodel, but like a little nudge in the right direction. It's cool. Yeah, but don't change it to like Disney's Pixar Pier Hotel. I think, Paradise Pier sounds better to me, but we'll see.
Yeah. The good thing, though, is that there will be a convenient walkway leading to the entrance of DCA. Because right now, like the Grand Californian Hotel, which is gorgeous hotel. I don't know why we didn't stay there instead. actually, I do know why. In 2013, we stayed at the Wilderness Lodge. So the following year, we went to Disneyland. And we're like, well, we just stayed at Wilderness Lodge. It's kind of similar. That was a mistake that we made. We're like, oh, I should have just, why don't we just stay here instead? Anyways. So, because Grand California Hotel already has a direct entrance to Disney's California Adventure. So now there's going to be an easier walkway to get to Paradise Pier. Because right now you have to, like, cross some streets, walk some ways. Because, you know, it's all walkable, everything, you know, downtown Disney and such. So that'll be good. And then some quick news. I'm just going to run through these real quick. In Downtown Disney, they're just talking about, you know, renovations. They've been doing renovations since like 2018. there's been a lot of things, you know, closing, and, you know, I'm not going to go into this now because there's, you know, this is a huge topic, which I don't know a lot about, but there's been the whole thing with Reedy Creek and, you know, Florida, you know, getting rid of the Reedy Creek Improvement District down there. That's, you know, that's all this current news that I don't know all the specifics on. But right now, if you don't know what the Reedy Creek Improvement District is, like, Disney governs themselves within Walt Disney World, which the short means that they can build and do whatever they want on that land without having to go through the counties to get permits, you know, or, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Permits and like permission to, you know, kind of, it's pretty much the same word to do like to do the building of, you know, whatever they want. So Disney's had free roam since 1967, whenever it was made in. So Disneyland is different because they have to go through Anaheim, the city of Anaheim, for them to build or do anything. There's been so much back and forth over the past few years of Disneyland and Anaheim, and how, like, Disneyland tried to put up a new hotel. Something was off with, like the amount of land that was being used, and Anaheim just shut that down. So, like, the Downtown Disney District, there's just been a lot going on because of the politics between the Disneyland Resort and Anaheim itself. So it's the renovations have been crazy over there. That's why, you know, Disney having the Reedy Creek Improvement District, you know, they can pretty much do whatever they want. So that's going to have to be another topic for another day, to Reedy Creek Improvement District, because I'm still learning a bit more about it. And it's kind of like a, you know, touchy subject. So,
yeah.
Anyways, so they announced some new things coming to the Downtown Disney District. There's going to be a new... there's a world-renowned restaurant called Din Tang Fung. It's a family-run restaurant that will bring a flavorful Chinese cuisine to the Downtown Disney District. Have soup dumplings and much more. It's going to be serving family style over there. I have not heard of, you know, this restaurant, but if it's world-renowned, I'm sure other people have. So,
yep.
And then. There's going to be another restaurant, Paseo and Centrico, which is coming from Chef Carlos Gaitan. So that is actually going to be occupying a space that I'm familiar with in Downtown Disney District. It's occupying the Catal and Uva Bar. We actually ate on our trip in, what was that last trip? 2014, we ate at the Uva Bar. So it's pretty cool because Uva Bar is part of the Catal restaurant, and it's in like the a center courtyard of like the Downtown Disney District. So it's pretty much like kind of one big path. Mm-hmm. And like it's just like a bar in the center of it, which is kind of cool. Really good.
That's
food.
Awesome.
So
that sounds fun.
Yeah. So that's being replaced by Paseo and Centrico. And then there is Ralph's Brennan Jazz Kitchen, which is, you know, inspired by the foods of New Orleans. So that's coming in as well. So some new things coming to the Downtown Disney District, which is all good stuff. So, Katie, you got to get to Disneyland.
I know. Every time we have any Disneyland news, I'm like, man, that sounds so fun. Yeah. I want to go to these restaurants. I want to check out Downtown Disney. I want to stay at all of the fun places and see all of the things. So one day, man, one day I will get there, I promise. Hopefully sooner than later. Maybe next year. It sounds right.
Yeah. All right. So Katie, going back to Walt Disney World now.
Yeah.
Now, were you a fan of the Finding Nemo musical?
Oh, yeah. In
Animal
Kingdom? I love it so much. The original show was so much fun. I literally will listen to it on Spotify. If you don't know, Finding Nemo the musical is on Spotify. You can just listen to the whole thing. And like, it's all musical. Like, you even get all of the dialogue too, not just the songs. So,
Super
fun. Listen to it all the time. Devastated that it hasn't come back yet. but was more than thrilled when they just sent out this promo for the Finding Nemo Big Blue and Beyond, which is the new reimagined version coming back sometime this summer, which is Disney's favorite time frame. And I am so pumped. I always loved it. I've always been a super huge theater nerd, especially like backstage and props and sets kind of theater nerd. That's what I did all throughout high school and college. And so this is one of the most intricate like productions, I think, even aside from Festival of the Lion King, which is pretty cool. I just was always so amazed by the puppetry and the, you know, how easily everything kind of flows in Finding Nemo the musical. So I am so excited to see this new show.
So you're going to hate me, but I know. You already know this, that I have not seen the original show.
I know. I've yelled at you enough.
I know. I know.
Yeah,
my
out.
Wife and I, we were just never into the shows. We would rather just be eating and drinking and going on rides. So, but now that we have
it's a 30-minute break from the sun of Animal Kingdom. It's like the most perfect air conditioning.
There's more important things to do.
So. Whatever, man.
I know. We're just not into it. But, you know, now that we have a daughter, you know, I don't know if we'll go this September. I'd be interested to see like how she would do it at, like a long show. But you know, if we need to exit, we could always do a quick exit. Luckily she's really good in like new spaces and like she's so observant of things that she'll just like, she doesn't mind just like sitting and watching stuff.
Well, so. And there's so much going on too. And assuming they do some sort of the same things that they did in the original show, like they have actors come through the audience with puppets and everything like that. Like, it's so interactive and there's so many things to look at and it's so bright and colorful. I'm sure she'd be completely captivated.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're finally going to try it. So
yes, you have to, for me, do it.
Yeah.
Do
so,
it.
So yeah, with it coming back in summer, it is a fully updated show. It's going to be 25 minutes. You know, it still has the live performers and the puppets, a lot of the same songs, we'll be coming back as well, production numbers from the original Finding Nemo, the musical. But there's going to be a new script. There's going to be new scenic set pieces. There's a brand new LED wall designed to visually extend the world created by... to visually extend the world created by the physical sets on stage. There's going to be a 32-foot-long sunken submarine. There's a fish tank volcano standing nearly 15 feet tall. So... they are, you know, they've been putting a lot of hard work into this. And I think, yeah, with the, you know, the shutdown, they've been really able to renovate this and make this even bigger and better. So now I'm excited.
Good. I hope you are. Honestly, yeah. It was always so engaging to me. And I think the, you know, the video wall is going to bring it to life a lot more. From what I was seeing in Disney Park, in the promo that Disney Parks put out, it sounds like it's going to be more Dory focused, of like kind of how, you know, Finding Dory came out. It's going to be Dory recapping what happened, right? So it'll be more of like a trip down memory lane instead of actually physically what happens in Finding Nemo. So that'll be super fun. I actually just watched Finding Dory yesterday. So that's a classic. If you haven't watched it in a while, man, it's just so good.
I gotta rewatch Dory. That one's really good, though.
It's really cute. It makes me cry. But, you know, it's Pixar, so shocker.
Yeah. What's sad is Finding Nemo is one of my favorite Pixar movies, too. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep, so super pumped. I mean, I was interested that it specifically calls out the 32-foot-long sunken submarine and the fish tank volcano, because I'm pretty sure the original one had a very long sunken submarine and a very tall volcano.
Oh.
So maybe it's longer and volcano is taller. I don't know how it's going to be incorporated, but I was like,
it was in the blog. So I put it in the notes. I've never seen it. So I have no idea.
I'm hoping they're just bigger and better, because it was pretty cool.
Yeah. And as I always say, with new things reopening, that means it gets to eat more people out of the park.
Exactly. So, that's true. That's true. And it is a huge capacity theater, too. Like, it's huge. You can get so many people in there. And I'm pretty sure they were doing the shows, like, every hour, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, this is much needed, because you have the people, you know, at least waiting online that doesn't have Genie Plus or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, so that'll be good.
Yeah. Very excited.
Well, cool.
Hopefully so, yeah, we get more firm date than summer 2022. If they say something else is coming summer 2022 without giving firm dates, like Disney, I need an yeah. actual date. I can't plan on summer 2022. I need to plan a trip.
Yeah. Technically, it could be September.
Yeah, you know? I know. Like, that's not helpful. I need.
Yeah. Yeah, so that is Finding Nemo, the Big Blue and Beyond. So the last thing we're going to talk about, just really quick, the Connections Eatery and Cafe are now officially open in Epcot. That was the new quick service location that, you know, everyone's been looking forward towards, you know, finally opening up over there. You know, everyone was kind of skeptical of, you know, all of the images that were coming out and seeing it. But what I've been seeing is, like, when you actually, like, people are, you know, when they actually step into the space, they're like, oh, actually, this is, like, really nice. There's tons of seating. There's, you know, so many places to go in it. So it's, you know, it's just good to have, like, that space and that new quick service location to get kind of like your standard type foods, you know, because a lot of people aren't as adventurous, especially like in Epcot. Epcot can be a very adventurous, especially with all the countries, you know, if you have those picky eaters, sometimes you just need to go get, you know, the standard fare. So I think that's what Connections is doing. And I think it's going to look even nicer once, you know, construction is down and there's, you know, not,
yeah, because you know, like
the walls.
One of the big thing is that you should be able to see out into this whole world that Epcot's building. I can't remember what they're calling it these days, but like it's super huge open windows and all that. But currently you're just looking out at construction walls. So I think it's going to really pull it together once the walls are down and things are finalized. It definitely seems like it just doesn't photograph well. Because, yeah, looking at all of the concept art and then all of the original, like, actual footage of people going to this place, like, I'm not wowed by it, but everyone is coming back with positive feedback, right?
Yeah. So sometimes you just have to be in a space to really, like, appreciate it.
Get the full it's like effect one of, those, of it.
Exactly, yeah. Like, that old saying, photos don't do it justice. So
right.
I'll probably like maybe stop in and go to the Starbucks and grab something there. Obviously. But yeah, like all my food is always like eaten at food booths for the most part. So
yep, same. But it's cool that it's there. How have ratings started coming in on Parks and Rec? Is the food showing up at all?
There have been a few ratings and they have not been good.
Oh no. So, well, I think that's probably usually pretty common the first few weeks of a new place.
That's what I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt of being freshly opened and they're still figuring some things out. And again, this was only from like a couple people, so I'm gonna wait for more, you know, as time goes on, more things come in. You know, we have both the Connections Cafe, which is the Starbucks, and then the Connections Eatery. Both of the menus are in Park Snackers, so you could check the stuff out there. You can see some of the reviews. And yeah, let us know what you think of it. So, but all right, Katie, I think that wraps it up for this week. I had one more item, but I gotta get going here, but yeah. Save some time.
I mean, we had some good news today, though, like lots of really big things.
We did, yeah. Thank goodness that Halloween party is back.
Yeah, I'm just really happy.
Yeah, I'm just super excited for my trip just because we're going to see the Halloween decorations. That's what I'm just really excited about.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the fall in Halloween Disney World.
The fall is easily the best time to visit Disney. Everyone always asks the question, oh, you know, Halloween at Disney or Christmas at Disney? And like Christmas at Disney is cool for sure.
No, Halloween.
But Halloween is so cool at Disney. Fall at Disney is hands down the best. Yeah. In my opinion, way, way outshines the Disney Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to be going back again this year in September. One quick thing, you know, for Disney planning. So my mom's flight, she's flying in from Colorado and her connection was delayed. Well, not delayed, but it changed to 2 hours. So now instead of getting it like 9 p.m., she's getting it at like 11:30 p.m. But it's okay. This was like a travel day. So it was like, you know, she's not missing anything, but she's getting in, you know, late. And we were going to use the Mears Connect shuttle. And I was worried. I'm like, oh, they're going to still have service at that time. like, you know, because it's just so late. And thankfully, they have 24-hour service, which I was like, oh, great. And I don't think Magical Express had 24-hour service, but I know they did go pretty late.
I think they did have the transportation, but I think it changed because the big thing with Magical Express is it would handle your baggage, all of your luggage and whatnot. So I think
they would stop doing the luggage.
They would stop doing the luggage after a while.
Okay, maybe that was it. Yeah, I don't remember if Magical Express was. I never heard that it was 24 hours.
I don't know. I imagine it would have to be because what if your flight gets in super late? But yeah, I think for Magical Express it was just that they would stop doing your luggage. Like if you had a flight coming in after 7 p.m., take your luggage with you versus giving it to whatever. Or like you'll have to pick it up from the luggage carousel instead of Disney doing it for you.
Oh, so an old thing. I just real quick, I was looking. It was 24/7.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. But the luggage thing, you'd have to do it on your own.
So I was right.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that. I've never heard that before. So when I learned that Mears Connect was 24/7, I'm like, oh, thank God. She's, you know, because I never had to deal with anyone coming in that late before. So it was like a first for me. Yeah, so
for sure.
If you didn't know that, I wanted to share that because I didn't know if anyone else knew that. So
that's helpful.
But cool. All right. So, Katie, let's get out of here so you can enjoy your birthday.
Okay.
You know, happy birthday. Where can everyone find you so they can wish you a happy birthday?
Man, you guys come hang out with me over on Instagram. I'm at Magically Mootsy. I'm also at Magically Mootsy on Parksnacker. Like I was saying kind of in the beginning, I've been kind of off Instagram for the past couple weeks just with everything going on with my work. But I'm trying real hard to get back into it. So come hang out and say hi.
Cool, cool. You can follow us on Instagram at Parksnacker. You can follow me on Parksnacker itself at Parksnacker Matt. That's a lot of Parksnackers. but yeah, go to Parksnacker.com, download the app. The links are there for iOS or Android. We have all of our social medias down there as well. Check us out. And that's it. So Katie, until next time, see you next week.
All right, bye-bye.